Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, the cardboard cutouts plus masturbation in sports and Donnie Baker. You'll hear that right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Sid Davis sitting here with us. Now, Sid, I understand that you used to be on television. Is that correct?
Yeah, I kind of had I blew my TV thing. I was on a panel on a TV show in Charlotte, and they had this food guy there, food critic, and he was talking about this food from El Salvador called pupusa.
Uh-huh.
Well, they said, Sid, do you like pupusa? And I said, I only get it on my birthday.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Patty G is right over there, and Jess Hooker has joined us. She's somewhere.
Dumb hole.
Oh, yes. She's in the building?
She's yeah, she's distanced from us.
Okay. Wow.
She's bad.
This is getting confusing. There are so many rooms in this place. Socially distanced show. A couple things I want to mention.
We do look like NBC News now with all our correspondents.
Sure.
We're covering it for you. All four screens filled up.
Oh, we should also explain the cardboard cutouts.
I was going to ask, could we move that? Because I can't see the screen, so I can't see Jess. I mean, it's like the way.
All right. Well, and my goofy visage is leering out behind Willie.
Put it in Willie's room.
This one?
Yeah,
yes.
Put it in Willie's room.
Why don't you guys just get them all in here with me? I can do my own little show.
There you go.
Like Rupert
Puppet Master.
Yeah, I go, welcome to the fun show. I'm in charge.
Mine is right behind Godwin.
Well, Pat kisses that one every break.
Sure he does.
Oh, he punched it.
Okay, very nice.
Oh, this one?
No, not that one.
Oh, that's as hot a picture as I've ever seen in my life.
Boy, that's creepy.
How's that?
No kidding.
Willie, go ahead. Bury your face there.
No. Yeah,
oh.
Did you see the, where was it? Was it Kansas City where they had, they have all the cardboard cutouts of fans,
mm-hmm.
and they had the weekend from Bernie's guy?
Yep.
Weekend. And in Cincinnati, the surprise baby reveal, a home run. Aaron Nemo was asked to help his brother and sister-in-law announce they were expecting their first baby. He wanted to hit it out of the park, so he decided to get a cutout of their sonogram picture and submit Baby Nemo to be a fan cutout of the Reds' spectatorless Great America Ballpark.
Well, that's cool.
The brothers said watching games has turned into Finding Nemo. As they scan the stands for the sonogram, Reds officials say you can see it if you look closely down the third baseline.
It's not one of those 3D sonograms, is it? Where it looks like the baby's under glass.
Yeah.
Those are weird.
I hate those.
Well, that's a sweet, fun thing to do.
Ultrasounds have come a long way.
Yes.
After too far.
Creepy.
After Thursday night's game, when the Reds were trounced 13-0, the cardboard cutouts were actually booing.
Oh, that's a...
That is some good... That's some good photography.
It's a rough showing.
That's yikes. A bad outing.
El Stencho. Now, we were having a problem because we were discussing, have marijuana prices changed? Have marijuana sales gone up since the pandemic? Took over. Not sure. Don't have a definitive answer yet. But Willie was saying prior to moving to his current residence, he was actually staying at my house.
Yes.
And you were discussing, Willie, the difficulties of
smoking pot in your little sister's princess bed.
and then the question came up, Josh, have you ever had any activities of any kind in a so-called race car bed?
No, I haven't.
And it turns out that you have not.
Never even seen a race car bed in person.
Oh, really? We must have a letter.
Yeah, we do have a letter here. Mm-hmm. Tim writes, Josh would win in a race car bed because he'd finish first. zing.
Must not be aware of my medication that I'm on. keeps me from ever finishing first.
Did the author of that email write zing at the end?
Yes.
Zing.
I did not add the zing.
I like it.
I love it.
Okay. Chick McGee, once again, we have masturbation in sports.
Yes, we do. Donovan Mitchell, evidently, he is defending himself by saying it was an accident.
What?
He uploaded explicit audio onto Instagram Live while inside the NBA bubble.
Oh, I'm glad you... Okay.
Now, last month, before NBA players went into the bubble... Stephen A. Smith went on a rant about how players were going to eventually have to violate the bubble.
Well, that's not like Stephen A. Smith to go on a rant.
Because they couldn't handle being without a little good-good for more than a month.
A little chotch?
A little who? Little who, Tommy? So last night, Utah Jazz guard Donovan Mitchell appears to have been getting busy live on Instagram while inside the bubble. Mitchell appears to have accidentally gone live on Instagram while either watching porn by himself or, more likely, it sounds like he's having sex with someone in his hotel room in the bubble.
How do you accidentally do that?
We actually have the audio right now.
I like that.
It
feels,
man, Christy's too good at it. Seriously.
No. As good as Christy is, whatever you were doing, whoever that guy is,
for
Christy to keep going deserves a Tommy Award. If anyone has ever made that noise during any kind of intimate activity,
true.
and the woman was able to maintain anything. I hope she's charging for a minute. Oh, telephone. Can you grab
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Tom, might be your lucky day. My mom, Phyllis, has access to a Kiwi Shine Box, and we got a mini barn out back.
Oh, go get your Shine Box.
Dreams come true.
Yeah, nothing good happens in a mini barn, though. You know, because I've been way into watching these true crime documentaries on Netflix lately.
Oh, yeah.
Mini barns, boiler rooms, and bus stops are all bad. I watched this one the other day called True Confessions, caught on tapes, where the police got people to admit to crimes they didn't even do. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I ain't never admitted to nothing life I did do, let alone stuff I ain't even guilty of. But you know, man, the cops on this show are like master interrogators. They'll take your words, rejumble them all around, then say them back to you different, you know, just to get your brain all scrambled. Next thing you know, you're confessing to stealing someone's sleeper sofa or admitting to embezzling funds from the PTA. Oh, I swear to God. The thing I've learned the most watching these shows is if an ex of yours ever turns up dead, don't matter if it's girlfriend or wife, husband, if you happen to be home watching TV all night by yourself when it happened, you're going to jail for murder one.
Yep.
And the fact remains, you better hope when the murder took place, you were at a strip club all night, tipping the girls with traceable $2 bills so they remember your face. It's your only chance.
Good point.
Hell, after watching all these CSI shows, I'm starting to think maybe O.J. didn't do it now. Because, first of all, he had nothing to gain. I mean, half the wives in Hollywood were dating waiters, and they didn't all turn up dead. No. I think what happened was Nicole and Cato, she was kicking them out of the pool house. Remember, and then O.J. went, and, well, you know what we was told. I'm thinking about writing a book on tape calling it The Dick Who Lives in the Pool House did it. Because there's just as much proof on that end. Oh, and another thing I learned watching these shows, some people don't get lawyers because they don't want to look guilty. And each time they end up being way more guilty. Well, if police ever call me down to the station, guilty or not, my first call is going to be the law offices of Peter Francis DeRacy. Swear to God.
I think he's a bankruptcy attorney, actually.
Either him or a sledgehammer dude.
Yeah.
Got options.
The
foremost thing I learned watching these shows is that there's sperm eggs everywhere. It only takes them turning on one black light to have your DNA and evidence. They got sperm eggs on ceiling fans. Once you have their sperm eggs on a microwave, chances are, wherever you are right now, you're probably sitting on dried sperm eggs.
That's true.
No.
Spoiler alert, speaking of that, never, ever look under a computer desk at public library. Josh, it sort of looks like someone spilled a vanilla shake and left it to dry.
Hang up on him.
He's got to go.
This is the perfect segue here.
You want me to do it, don't you? Last February, Toronto Blue Jays catcher Reese McGuire was arrested for allegedly masturbating in his car outside of a strip mall in Dunedin, Florida.
Feverishly.
Playing in his first game since his February arrest, McGuire walked up to the plate last Thursday as the organist for the Atlanta Braves. Will you let me get the sentence out? He's so excited.
He can't contain himself, Chick.
Yes, they played Beat It.
They did it.
They did.
No.
Oh, this is so great. The guy gets up and they play this one.
Unbelievable.
That's not very nice.
Well, could have been worse.
Could have been worse?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what? They could have played this one.
What is this?
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he wasn't.
Happy Jack?
What?
A classic from The Who.
I've never heard that song.
You haven't heard Happy Jack?
You've heard Happy Jack?
No.
No.
Oh, it's a great song.
I'm sorry.
We have the actual audio clip of this guy doing that.
And on a night when the Braves would love, as you said, Jeff, some length out of their starter.
Yep, they're playing.
He's thrown 28 pitches, and he has one out to get in the third.
Well, I think they'd love some length, but also...
He just
realized they were playing Beat It as they're trying to be very serious. This is a serious baseball game.
Yeah.
These are serious baseball.
McGuire apologized profusely for his actions, saying, quote, "I've realized that I made a mistake having my pants down and doing what I was doing."
Well, you're doing with your pants up would be
received absolutely no help with his press release.
Wow.
McGuire eventually forced to pay fines and fees over it all. After cutting a deal with prosecutors, he ended up finishing Thursday's game 0-3, two strikeouts. Blue Jays lost to the Braves 4-3.
So he did better in his car.
Yeah.
Does it say what he was charged with? Was it like indecent exposure? Or...
Probably.
Is this something you guys do?
No.
I didn't.
This is quite rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, a baseball player, that you shouldn't have to do that.
No.
That seems, there's something going on, I think.
He should be able to get something good.
The announcer said, it's a little high and outside his pants as he goes for the, how embarrassing. Well, he was charged with carjacking, of course.
Certainly, yeah. Why wouldn't he be?
Anybody ever caught?
Caught what? Oh, doing
caught.
That?
Caught enjoying yourself?
No.
Not necessarily in car, but anywhere.
No?
No, close calls, but no.
I have a friend who stands by the fact that he caught me, but it's a hill I will die on, that he did not catch me. He just caught me in bed, but he says, my old roommate Colin.
But he says.
But it's not the case.
It's not. He just came in. It was night. I was using my phone in bed. He said I sort of feverishly looked at him and I go, what? You know, what's the big deal? And
what were you watching on your phone?
I was just on my phone. What are you? You're not the judge of this.
I apparently walked in on my roommate at one point. He didn't have to say anything because I had no idea. I had forgotten my wallet or something. I left. I went to my car, went back in.
Well, he was in a hurry.
And he was sitting in the living room couch.
Oh, that's
and
a couch.
He had a blanket over him.
Oh, my.
And just as I walked in, he goes, you caught me. Oh, you caught me.
Why did he tell it himself?
I think he thought I knew, and I had no clue. He would have been totally fine.
Oh, and then, Josh, this leads me. One time I came back from vacation, and I go to the living room, and there was just like, oh, there's a few things. Like, there's like a joint on the table. There's a leftover beer on the table, and then there's lotion sitting on the coffee table. Oh. And I go, why is there lotion on the coffee table? He goes, it's no big deal. There's just, what are you talking about? Why is there lotion on the coffee? What were you doing with the lotion on the coffee table?
Wow. I didn't get caught, but I did get in trouble from that same roommate when I came home one day, and he was so mad at me, and he goes, I want you to come over here and look at this.
Uh-oh.
And I walked over, and he handed me the remote, and he goes, now go clean that.
Oh!
Josh, you monster.
I had no idea.
Oh.
I something about married the remote.
Oh.
Wow. You got a little hair gel on there?
I thought it was like a faux pas to do that in the public space when you have roommates.
It was the only room where we had, I think, a DVD player.
Oh.
Well, there you go. I have one slightly different. When I was a freshman in college, the roommate was in the same room. These were small rooms in New York City, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my roommate was grinding away on his girlfriend.
Yeah,
and they didn't know that I was. They thought I was dead asleep. So I just waited. When everything
started
clapping.
Nice.
No, I'm not. I wasn't.
You waited.
Like, everything
nice.
Was over. When they were all finished, I just went. Words were never spoken.
You didn't clap or anything?
No, all I did was just go. I waited till everything was finished. Yeah, never mentioned
well,
it.
Well,
yeah.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah. That was rough.
Heard all of it.
You know, I got fired for doing that.
Yeah, you did.
Remember that?
That's right. That's
announcer
right.
Announcer for the NFL team, and they had the camera caught two people kissing in the set, and I went, and then my car, my parking space started getting farther and farther
from the stadium.
Why was that such a bad thing to do?
I do not
know. You drew the slightest bit of attention
to
it?
We're the NFL,
pal.
Oh,
man.
So do you think that, now, once again, the story that we're talking about, this guy from the Toronto Blue Jays who was caught masturbating in his car, it was in Atlanta, right? And the Braves organist plays
Beat It.
Do you think they'll alert the other organists in the various places not to do stuff like that? Or will they just
I
let
would
it
imagine
happen?
A memo's been issued, probably, yeah.
I think the organists can play whatever they want.
Happy Jack would be a classic.
No one would
but
know.
No one would get it.
It's a bit narrow.
No, but those that get it.
Well, for the nine people that like it.
Everyone knows Beat It.
Well, what about The Stroke or
turning Japanese?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them they could do.
Hold on loosely.
Is that what that's about?
Yeah, you mean you don't want to squeeze too tightly or you're going to lose control.
That's right.
I had no idea.
Well,
of course. Is that what that's about?
No, that's not what it's about. But it can also be about it.
But turning Japanese is about that.
Yes.
See, I'm not convinced on this.
No?
You're not?
Because the song is all about taking pictures and taking pictures. I've always thought it was playing on the stereotype of Asian people with their cameras.
Huh.
I think it's playing on the stereotype of squinting your eyes.
Yeah.
Which in today's world would be
of course.
Certainly frowned
upon.
Well,
both of these are frowned. Yeah, all those stereotypes.
I thought you went blind.
No, you do it till you just need glasses.
Ah.
No, Christy, I think if you look in any medical book, first you grow, you get really hairy palms.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you go blind.
Gotcha.
Okay. Just read some medical stuff,
right,
would you?
Sorry.
Jake, that's why you got LASIK, right?
That's right. Yeah. I had to get LASIK so I could start all over again.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Trump, KI, TikTok und der Rechtsruck in Europa. Was das alles mit der Musikbranche zu tun hat, erfährst du bei uns.
Reeperbahn Festival Deep Dive, der Podcast über Musik, Politik und Popkultur mit Lina Burghausen und Alex Barbian.
Jetzt reinhören, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.